Paris has hosted 2024 Olympics. What a stage to have a comeback here. We need full capacitation at every opportunity possible. Did I make that word up? Capacitation.
Yes.
Oh no, my God. Full capacity. Yo, that was crazy. But you get my drift.
I won't be using that word.
Neither will I ever again. We talking sprint culture, we talking track and field. When the gunshot lick it, give a man the chills. We talking speed demons like Usain. The red track where a legend really makes their name. The US and Jamaica, they run the sprinting game. There's nothing like the Olympics for your claim to fame. When you break the world record, you show you ain't the same. From the men to the women, times are insane. Yeah, we talking sprint culture. We talking sprint culture. We talking sprint culture. We talking sprint culture.
Sprint culture vultures. Or should we just call them sprint vultures?
No one wants to be a vulture, bro. That means like vultures are like scavengers, my guy.
They're scavenging. They just need sprints. Any kind of sprints. They're vultures for it. They have to have it by any means.
Yo, weird, bro.
Sprint culture vultures or sprint vultures? Y'all tell me in the comments. Sprint, what up, everybody? Welcome culture to sprint culture.
Can't think of anything right now, you know.
Whiteless, dog. Anson Henry, Nathaniel Mitchell-Blake.
NMB.
If you haven't followed already, if you're not subscribed already,
do it right now.
Galang.
Do it right now.
What are you on Instagram again?
Nathaniel. My name's actually my
That's
name.
That's nuts still, yo. It's like...
Why for the nuts? But sorry, come pause, on, pause, lock pause. In, follow me on all platforms. Sorry. Boy, you feel me?
Only. One name.
That's the name.
You're like Ronaldo.
Like Ronaldo.
Neymar.
Neymar. Bloody Canadian.
Nathaniel.
End or I don't need no intro. Leave head tops open like a window. Come on, bars.
Who is going to have the best comeback season this season?
Lick back time. You feel me? ESTG, you better get your lick back.
Who?
It's a rapper, ESTG. Only thing gonna take that pain away is if you get racks. Forever get my lick back. I gotta get my lick back. It's my comeback season.
I think a lot of people have forgotten about you. You know, a lot of new viewers.
They might just think I'm just a sports host.
Yeah.
You feel me?
They may not realize you've run 9 seconds.
Uh-huh.
You've run 19 seconds.
Yeah, it's for me to re-announce myself.
It's time. And yo, the British sprinters are making moves, so you guys, it's time for you to get back in the mix. It raises the stock of the show.
Don't be fooled that I'm here. A current athlete as a host. Ain't no retired. He's retired. He's a husband. I'm present.
Retired sounds better. So what we're going to do is go through each of our top fives as far as who we think is going to have the best comeback seasons this year going into the Olympics. Right. You can go first.
Gladly go first.
Go on first.
At number five, I have Sydney McLaughlin.
Why are you saying your name like that, dog?
Wait, am I supposed to say it?
It's McLaughlin.
McLaughlin. She's married now, too.
She's a McLaughlin?
What's her name? What's her marriage?
Oh, McLaughlin Lavroni.
Lavroni. I don't want to forget that she's married. I got Shawnee Miller. Number four.
Shawnee Miller Weibo. Like, it's very hyphenated names, dog.
Yeah, do you know what it is? They enter the sport with their maiden name, get married, have to keep their maiden name.
Yeah.
Two-time Olympic champion. Had a child.
She's gone to train with her dad.
Don't discredit her pops, though. Her pops was a coach growing up, and she was world junior champion.
Really?
Yes.
But at this stage in your career, you may know what you're talking about. Shawnee's
like 28, 29. She's still very young. She just had a great amount of success, also very young. So
Brahman has done his thing.
Yes, and a lot of coaches have done their thing with their respective athletes, but they still found a reason to move.
I'm not saying it's a bad decision, but I'm interested in seeing how it pans out.
This woman is... a generational talent. Like, I think she has the ability to go sub 4 year.
Is this a change you want to make when Sydney could be someone you got to deal with?
I don't think Shawnee sees competition like that, man. I had the pleasure of training with her when we were in Clermont with Lance Brahman. She's had a tendency to pick up a niggle here and there, so therefore wasn't able to train consistently. Becoming an Olympic champion in 2021, she probably missed 3 months maybe due to injuries. I remember speaking to her at the dining hall and I said, Shawnee, how do you do it? She just laughed and Neff, I don't know. I was hurting so much. I'm just like, what?
She is
talent through the roof, man. And maybe we've having family support. That might be the incentive for her to go that much harder. I think for Shawnee, it's not about becoming an Olympic champion again. I think for her, the world record might be more important. And I say that because she's two-time Olympic champion already. So put yourself in the shoes of an Olympic champion, a double Olympic champion. What are you then chasing? You sound very despondent about this one.
I just feel like it's a tricky time, and considering the people that are moving into the 400 right now that she's got to deal with, to make a switch like this is, I was really, really surprised, yo.
Elaine Thompson Herer.
Wow, another hyphenated name.
I know, like it's a trend, right? Even though I was getting
side thought, when you have a hyphenated name, you got one too.
Yeah.
And you have a kid with someone else who has a hyphenated
scrap
name.
That, actually, I'm not going to put Elaine in there. Sorry for cutting you off. Elaine finished the season pretty strong at 10-8. Next year's not a comeback year for me personally.
You have the best comeback
year? No.
Okay.
I'm going to put Michael Norman in there. He didn't make it to the champs.
That's a good pick.
And he was a world champ. So therefore, he has to come back with a vengeance.
Okay.
I'm going to go Fred Curley, number two. Albeit Fred had a decent year, he set the bar very high being world champ. And one thing I love about Fred, and we all love about Fred, he's very vocal.
Yes.
Not to say he's a villain, but you need, in the pantomime, you need the protagonist. Yeah. He's the protagonist, right?
Yes.
And he gives it, but he didn't give it on the day. And I think he's fully aware of that.
Yeah, I think he's aware.
And then number one, NMB, myself.
Yeah.
I've been quiet for a couple of years. I'll be real.
And UK Sprints has made some moves.
Yeah.
So.
Like, I think I've done well in the European scene, getting a European medal, but what it's really done and you're measured against is the world. That's okay. My top five. What's yours?
You took Elaine Thompson out of yours. I'm putting her definitely in mind. I do feel like it's a comeback season because everyone's written her off. Even in Jamaica, everyone's talking about Sharika and everyone's talking about Shelly Ann. They've done away with her. Like, she's had her time. We know she gets up for Olympic years.
Yeah.
2022, she did all right, but not up to standard. Just her standard's high. But now I feel like she's going to be not podium ready. She's going to be gold medal ready.
A woman of very few words at that.
Yes. She said, "You guys know what I do when I'm healthy." And that's all I have to say.
And that's all she needs to say.
That's all she needs to say.
In actual fact, she doesn't have to say anything.
I do know what you do when you're healthy, Elaine Thompson.
You win Olympics. You win a lot of shit, to be fair.
You run 10 fives and shit. She's going to be a problem.
She is a problem.
She's going to be a bigger problem. In the whole Jamaica USA clash, everyone wants to see her race Sha'Carri.
Her versus the own countryman, Sharika.
Yeah.
Don't downplay it,
I'm
man.
I'm not downplaying it. I'm just saying.
You have a conquer yard before you conquer abroad,
I'm just saying, when Sha'Carri got caught with the weed thing, we all wanted to see her race Elaine. We've been waiting to see Elaine and Sha'Carri.
We saw the Diamond League in Eugene where she went 10-5. Gee, but she came back.
Wasn't ready, dog.
No, I understand that, but you're only as good as your performance on the day.
I don't look at it like that. She just wasn't ready. Now she's going to be ready. Marcel Jacobs.
Number four.
Yeah.
That's an interesting one for me, you know, like, when does that credit expire? Olympic champ, then World 2022 didn't make the final. 2023 didn't make the final. So when is it a comeback?
You say he's beyond comeback season?
No, I'm just saying, like, too much is given, much is expected.
It's true.
And it wasn't returned. Like, if you put investment in a stock, right? And it blows up, right?
Right.
Goes to the moon.
Right.
It's like Dogecoin. Right. Went to the moon. And then it's like, after that, you hear about it, but it's not doing much in the market.
Right.
You take your money out. Count right. Your losses.
So it's like, if you come back, status no more.
Nah. I feel like for him.
I see what you're saying, but I don't know, dog.
Dude's got skills.
He has skills, man.
Dude's talent.
He's going to revisit.
980?
Yeah. Yo, it's a big coaching move, yo. He's never had training partners before, you know. This is the first time in his career he's had training partners. And training partners are Andre DeGrasse, Trayvon Bermell, yeah. Keem Sané-Brown. I do have Michael Norman as well.
Yeah.
A lot of expectations, and it didn't work out well.
How do you rate his move switching from the four to the one?
I think people are taking that change lightly. Being a 400-meter runner, going to the 100, Fred made that look very easy.
Yeah.
And almost it's not
too easy because he became world champ, right?
Yeah.
Yeah, he played mind games on everybody.
He did.
He messed up the matrix.
Right.
He went in there and said, "I'm going to pick the red pill after using the blue pill." No pun intended, because we're not taking drugs here. But he had success with both. It's supposed to be either or, not right. Both.
He just made it look easy, but it's not
easy.
And Michael Norman made it look hard. A lot of people may not agree with this or call it a comeback, but I think Andre DeGrasse.
I don't call that a comeback. Wait, go ahead. Let me say it.
He won the Diamond League Finals.
19-7.
Yes,
so
but
how was that a comeback?
I think the entire season there wasn't much success.
Okay, I'll be real with you, right? Apart from Olympic year 2021, when do you see Andre DeGrasse competing at an elite level. Like, if Dre opens up with 20.2, you don't go, ooh, what's going on here? You just say, Jam Shitami, no, be ready.
He'll be ready.
So him going 19.7, he just kind of got it, what, 2-3 weeks late?
Yeah. You know what the turning point was?
What?
Brussels, they gave him a roommate.
Ah.
The man hollered at me, was like, yo, they're trying to really disrespect me about giving me a roommate here, dog. Yo, he didn't even stay in a hotel. He stayed somewhere else. And then he ran 19.8 there.
There we go.
A couple weeks after, ran his 19.7
Diamond. Maybe he needs more roommates.
I think he feels
like, if I'm his agent, I'm saying, hey, man, make sure he's got a roommate.
Like, yo, I got to rectify all this. And defending medal, like gold medal in the, yeah, in the 200. And seeing Noah with the rise he has, he really wants to defend that 200. And number one, Cravon Charleston. You remember Cravon Charleston won USA's?
Yes.
The two men we're talking about right now as far as being the fastest men in the world, Noah Lyles and Christian Coleman, he beat both of them at US championships handily. And then got injured before world championships and could not compete. And I know he's watching like, oh, yo, I beat these men, dude. These men can't beat me. I should be world champion. Camp,
right?
Yeah, so he's seeing all that happen. You know he's hitting foul training hard, dog. Like, yo, people have forgotten about me, but they're going to remember soon because, yo, I gave these guys licks. These guys are nothing to me. I beat them. Like, share, subscribe.
All of that.
Sprint Culture Vultures. Sprint Vultures.
Comeback season. In the comments, let us know who you believe is going to have their comeback season. The most emphatic comeback season at that. Anybody you think we may have missed.
Yeah, and if you want to mention that my top five was better than Nathaniel's, go ahead and do that too.
Oh yeah, let's do it. I'm with it. I'm with all the smoke.
We talking Sprint Culture. We talking Sprint Culture.
Imagine, you know, two men that you beat are in the talks right now to be the fastest man in the world, and you know you beat them.